You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. This weekend, the CSU Bakersfield Amphitheater will be filled with the sounds of some of the top jazz groups in the world for the 28th annual Bakersfield Jazz Festival. Those sounds we hear in the background, well, those are from the Latin jazz legend Poncho Sanchez and his band. They will be headlining Friday night's concert at the CSU Bakersfield Amphitheater. Joining us now on the phone to tell us more about this year's event and the artist performing this year is our good friend Doug Davis, the father of the festival. Doug, welcome to Valley Edition.
Well, so happy to be here. And wow, I think I want to go to that festival.
I think so. You've got a great lineup, some fine local groups, local talent, and some of the top names from across the globe. Let's start out with Friday night. We just heard Poncho Sanchez. He is the headliner, but I want to start off. You have a Valley favorite, a Bakersfield favorite, one of the Valley's best bands, Mento Buru, opening up the show.
Yeah, they are so much fun, and they are kind of Bakersfield's party band, but yeah. It's like all original music, and they just have a great time and interact with the audience in a big way. And, of course, Jeff Coffin, who was a three-time Grammy winner with Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, and Dave Matthews, of course, scooped him up for these past few years as his saxophonist. But he has his own special music that he brings, and the band is just, like, extraordinary. And that's Jeff Coffin and Mutet will follow Mento.
And then people will want to bring their dancing shoes for the headliner of the evening, and that's Mr. Poncho Sanchez and his band.
Absolutely. I think that once the music starts, those rhythms are going to invade your body.
This is the 28th year of the festival. Does it seem that long?
Well, when one is, in your 60s, you stare back and wonder how you got there. Well, but it's been quite a ride, and we have a lot of support from the community. There are a lot of people that are working so, so hard. And, they come out for the concert.
Yes, indeed. And then Saturday they come back because you have more music at the amphitheater. And you have some great groups, including some very talented young musicians kicking things off.
Well, that's true. We are going to feature many of the original compositions of our Cal State students. And so actually I think there'll be 8 compositions to start it on our entry stage with our CSUB jazz players. And then later they're going to do a whole set of Snarky Puppy music, which is quite a fantastically energetic young band. And I'm able to put 12 musicians on the stage and let them have at it in odd meters.
That sounds like it should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, and we had a young, a genius, really a prodigy who was like playing around the country when he was like 15 and 16 years old and was a downbeat jazz winner when he was in high school. He went to Cal State and then went on and finished a degree at Berkeley in Boston. And that's Isaiah Morphin. And he will be on the entry stage in the evening. But of course, you're thinking of our first group on the main stage, and that is the Kern County Honor Jazz Band, which is like the best of Kern County. We have our audition, and the high school players gather every week and get ready for this performance at the festival.
It has to be great for them to share the stage, the same stage on the same day at the same time with these international stars. You have Delfeo Marsalis and his quintet, Scott Henderson with the Nomad Quartet, and then Gerald Albright headlining Saturday night's performance. That has to be so rewarding itself as an educator and in your tenure at CSUB to see these kids and their eyes light up when they're standing next to somebody like Gerald Albright.
Well, their eyes certainly light up when they start hearing them play the music. You know, that's really oftentimes there'll be a name that an artist will know, David Sanborn, who hasn't heard of him, but really it's when the music starts. That's when they really know that they're in the presence of this kind of special genius.
Yes, indeed. Of course, Delfeo Marsalis, he is the trombone-playing brother of his elder brothers, Winton and Branford Marsalis, who probably are more well-known, but Delfeo is a great musician in his own right. And then the fireworks show with Gerald Albright following, that should be quite a way to cap off the 28th edition of the festival.
I know. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And the way, you know, Gerald Albright is going to certainly get everyone up and moving, because he brings the special grooves. And the fireworks show is kind of a fun addition that, you know, you get the young kids out there, which are free to our festival. You're able to bring your family, and those kids, of course, have a big kick out of it. I think there's a little kid and many of those adults out there as well.
Yeah, well, I always look forward to it every year. I think it's the best jazz festival in the San Joaquin Valley, and it's taking place Friday and Saturday at the CSU Bakersfield Amphitheater, the 28th annual Bakersfield Jazz Festival. And you also have the Eagle Mountain Casino entry stage with those talented young musicians from the Bakersfield Jazz Workshop and the CSUB players. Doug Davis, if somebody wants information or tickets, what can they do?
Well, you can call 661-322-5200, or you can go to our website, which is bakersfieldjazz.com.
Well, we certainly encourage everyone to do that, and we look forward to the event. Doug Davis, the founder of the Bakersfield Jazz Festival, now in its 28th year, joining us today on Valley Edition. Best wishes to you and Adele and the entire team that puts on the event, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks so much to you, Joe.